Hey, should we stop saying Publix and say something else? Like, I don't know. The P place. No, not that really bad.
That probably isn't good.
And as you could tell, this is Cookin' Fish, where there really is no rules about anything.
And no sponsors either.
We just kind of talk about whatever. And because it's community radio, please donate to your local community radio station. Keep these guys in there doing local stuff for local people. Or even if you're far away, it's still us sitting in a trailer talking about fishing and cooking fish. Today, we are going to cook snappers.
Delicious.
You snapperized it. Okay.
Frankie asked me earlier in the week. He was like, what fish are we talking about? I was like, I don't care. What do you want to talk about? Because I love to cook. It doesn't matter. He's like, let's do one on snapper. We hadn't did one on snapper in a while, so let's do that.
Okay. Right. I just like how you're starting to call Frankie now. I feel like he's your best bud.
Yeah, everybody gets a nickname, and
Frank just turned into Frankie this week. This episode.
I don't mind.
I'm
just letting the viewers know that yes, they're hearing you right by you calling him Frankie because I just noticed it. I'm like, wow.
A lot of customers,
call you Frankie.
Yeah, they. I get from
Let's hear the worst. No, I'm just kidding. What do you really get, Frank?
New family radio.
Let's start there.
Well, you got to remember, it's Fish and Frank, and sometimes there's an F in front of Frank, but it ain't fishing.
Yeah.
Feasible Frank?
Feasible Frank. That's what it was.
All joking
fantastic
aside,
Frank.
Everybody loves Franks. Everybody loves Frank. It's an awesome place to go. So I'm just plugging that in.
Thank you. We get together on Monday nights and we made our own little recording studio and we have a good time with it. But you hear stuff in the background and things like that.
Yeah.
This isn't like pro radio. We just like having fun.
Wait, we're not pros? What is this? Chop liver?
Chop snapper today.
Chop snapper. Chop snapper, more or less.
Yeah,
definitely snapper.
Can you eat the liver out of a fish?
Absolutely.
Do the gizzard of a mullet.
Yeah.
A mullet gizzard's I
sometimes the roux. Don't forget the roux. Roux's pretty good.
Roe. R-O-E is not roux. It's roe.
Roux.
Roe. I like how Frank just...
You say roe.
He just looked up at you, lower his mouth to the mic, and just went, roe.
Roe.
That was like amazing.
Roe.
Roe. You call what you want to, Frank.
Okay, you got God on your side.
There you go.
All right, I'm not messing with you and your buddies.
All right, let's get on the snapper side of it because I think we're going to get into some comical stuff like we always do.
And I'm on the snapper side of life.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Here we go. All right, so Saturday we went out fishing. We got some American Reds. We got some Lane snapper, and we got some Mangrove snapper.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a little bit of variety, and this works for any of them. It doesn't matter. Snapper is just a beautiful piece of meat, great, great fish. But this particular American Red.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's this going to tailored for?
This is American Red.
I'm kind of thinking I'm being a little insulted. He's calling him a piece of meat.
What? So
there's human emotions, and he's more than just a piece.
My eyes are up here.
Oh my gosh! All right, for the record, we don't get sponsored by anyone. So whenever we say something, it's because we shop there or we know something about it, right? So everybody, let's say it together. Publix.
Who would sponsor us with the?
Well, you just said we're professionals. We should have sponsors. Publix, pay attention. Sponsor this show because we sponsor you all the time.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So go to Publix, get you some good old-fashioned flour, okay?
What aisle is that in, by the way?
What
aisle?
It depends on which Publix you're at.
Oh, okay. So
It's the one that says flour on it.
Yeah, the
seasoning.
One bad thing is you go up one and it's over there. You go to the next one, it's all the way over there.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay,
they do that so you don't know your way around the store. You just at randomly shop and pick up other things you don't want.
Yeah. Sounds like, you got their, I think, business plan down, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Flour aisle.
And that's why they put the candy aisle up front because all the kids are standing there with you. And
is this your special flour that you always buy?
No, you cannot find it in Publix. Unfortunately, Publix, pay attention. We need Hudson cream flour down here because you can't get it.
So what are you using in place of?
The gold. Anything really? Just Martha MacArthur.
Whatever the gold label flour is.
Yeah. Whatever best flour you can get down here, but in Florida. But if you can get your hands on it, Hudson cream flour makes the best flour. Period. Okay. Then when you catch your snapper, we flay it. Okay. I go up by the head, kind of make a little cut, go all the way back to the tail, flip the meat over, just continue my cut. I have my.
So you take your knife, go down to where it hits the backbone, you make a turn, and come right along the backbone.
That's right.
And then before you cut the fillet off of the fish, it helps to have the weight of the fish. Yes. To...